Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
Welcome, welcome you all. I'm delighted to have Marion Hobson here with us today. Marion is a sales guide for service-based entrepreneurs. She is passionate about working with alternative health professionals and coaches to help them get their message out into the world in a big way. Welcome, Marion.
Thank you, Emma.
The first question that I would love to ask you is, why is this topic of trauma of interest to you?
Well, Emma, I am so excited to be here. I really appreciate you opening this topic because there are so many people in this world who feel like they have been traumatized, because we all have, and yet they think they're out there by themselves. And too often, because they think they're by themselves, they don't get support in moving beyond the trauma to really find their hero place and the perfect skill, their power that they have developed by being able to overcome that trauma. And that is something that I am passionate about working with people in, to move them forward and move them through it in a big way, as you said in the introduction. And so when I found out that you were doing this as a podcast series, I just went, yay, hallelujah, let us have that conversation, and just really wanted to be a part of it.
Cool. Yeah, and one thing that we were talking about before you and I officially began this interview is how this can show up for entrepreneurs so frequently, entrepreneurs who have experienced physical or emotional or sexual abuse, anything that kind of takes them away from their own power, their own authentic expression. And so I'm curious, because there are not a lot of coaches out there who talk about the fact that trauma does impact entrepreneurs. Did you start to notice patterns with your clients, or how did this surface for you as a topic that needs to be talked about and addressed?
Well, it first surfaced with myself, Emma. You know, when I first started working through my trauma, I obviously went to a therapist and then got over it, so to speak, is what I thought. I got over it, and I had years without any kind of recurring issues or anything like that. And then when I started my own business, I started having the type of symptoms that I had had when I first started having traumatic flashbacks and stuff like that. I'm like, what is going on? And it actually, I got perspective from it years after that, because I kept, every time I got to a new level, it seemed like I hit the trauma again. And someone finally said to me, well, that's true for everyone. You have to heal your trauma at a new level. But when you're an entrepreneur and you are growing so quickly just because of the dynamic of being an entrepreneur where you have new challenges and new experiences all the time, you may hit that trauma space more regularly than other people, and you need to have processes in place to A, recognize the symptoms, and then B, be able to work through them quickly so that you can move on and hit that next level that you're seeking.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I want to affirm what you just said, because being an entrepreneur is a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual workout. And as entrepreneurs, we are confronted with all kinds of patterns and ways of being that most people are never confronted by. So you're absolutely right that as we up level, it's like peeling an onion. New layers of things we thought we had already addressed will rise to the surface, sometimes in really shocking, unexpected ways. I had a situation similar to yours where I had been in therapy for probably decades at that point and really thought that I had worked through a lot of my trauma. And when it started to show up in my business, it shocked me. I had this experience of getting to growing a multi-six-figure business in 1 year. And then all of a sudden, I got stuck. I started stagnating and I could not grow. And I couldn't figure out, like, my logical, rational brain couldn't figure out what the problem was. I was still marketing. I was still having sales conversations. I was still putting myself out there. I was still launching new programs, that kind of thing. But what I realized, and you all, I don't think I've shared this yet in this podcast series, but this is a pivotal moment for me in my own evolution of my business. I realized that the only model I had for being an entrepreneur in my family of origin was with my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, who had launched an employment agency in the, I think in the 1950s, that grew to be a very, very successful business in Washington, D.C. She was a woman CEO in the 1950s and 60s, which was quite unusual, especially with a successful business, like wildly successful. And I realized she also was behind closed doors, was quite a terrible person. She sexually violated me repeatedly when I was little. There was a lot of trauma that happened for her daughters as well. And I realized that there was part of me that subconsciously believed that if I was financially successful as the leader of my own business, that somehow I would become my grandmother. So I literally was stopping myself from making more money because I didn't want to become like my grandmother.
Right. You know, Emma, that is so important because we all have those stories. And so often as entrepreneurs, even as salespeople, because my background before I became an entrepreneur was in sales and advertising sales and real estate sales. And they always talk about the sales slump, right? Where you've been going along great, you've been growing, and then you just don't understand why you kind of slump off. And part of that is that we have this expectation that both sales and business is going to go down. And yet when we start talking about the conversation around trauma, and we expect that traumas are going to come up, we can actually sort of nip that in the bud before it becomes a slump and before it becomes like a growth plateau, because we can be looking for those triggers. And often, you know, like you have your grandmother and I have some sexual traumas in my history as well. Too often we assume that one big thing or the couple of big things are the only traumas that will ever hold us back. And whenever we start having those symptoms, that's going to be the trauma that we have to work on. And yet when we really look at the pattern of trauma, we actually will have other traumatic events. It could be something like the bully at school who told us, you know, we would never be beautiful, kind of thing. And that can hold us up also. And so we must look at our repeated patterns so that we can see the patterns of trauma to be able to prevent those gaps of growth or those plateaus of growth as entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Absolutely. And especially as it relates to sales. because when mm-hmm. you're selling yourself, you know this as the sales guide, it requires you to be visible. So if you mm-hmm. have any fear of visibility, if you were told that you weren't beautiful or that you were fat or ugly or whatever as a child, that's going to impact your capacity to show up powerfully in your sales. Or if you have any shame or guilt, that's also going to impact how effective your sales are in your business. Can you speak more, Marian, if you're willing, to what happens for entrepreneurs in that realm of sales in their business when they've experienced some kind of trauma?
Yes. of course, absolutely. The interesting thing is that most people who are meant to make a dramatic change in this world and be the change agents have experienced these traumas so that they have to actually choose. That's the way the universe sets it up. They have to choose to become that bigger, bolder person that speaks out, that has a message to share with the world. And so when they start, for instance, they create an event and they're going to promote that event. It could be just as they have the flyers prepared and they're ready to send them out, or the email promotions, or, you know, they're going to be putting it on social media. And all of a sudden, they have that freeze moment that says, who am I to do this? And you know, the words, the language, the feeling may be slightly different, but it's at that moment that they once again have to choose. I am going to step forward. I'm really going to speak my truth in a powerful way. And when they do that, not only do they step into vulnerability where they are like that person out on the ledge with no vision of the path in front of them, but they are also stepping into their power in a big way. And it doesn't matter what traumas you have experienced, every one of those traumas is somehow telling you that it's not safe to completely be in your power, that it's not a good thing to be completely in your power. And that is why when we start promoting ourselves or we start having those sales conversations, especially in those sales conversations when we have to ask for money, any trauma around asking your mom for money for the ice cream or man or something like that could have the potential of bubbling up at that moment, because you have to choose to move beyond that to be able to ask for that money in that conversation. And it's an invitation for you to step fully into your power in embracing your ability to really get what you are meant to get in this world.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. So how do you encourage or guide your clients when they realize that they've got fear coming up around asking for money in a sales conversation?
Yeah, so I use a system that's based on the 7 chakras and the 5 life purpose points, and we work with each of those in a systematic way. So I might work with someone for, 3, 6, or 12 months, and we organize it so that the situations that are coming up actually help them to see the triggers in each area of their life that are related to the chakras and the chakra energies and the life purpose energies, so that they begin to know in advance what their triggers are and they can sense and feel them in a big, and I keep using the word big, but huge, dramatic, it becomes a feeling thing, so that as soon as they start to feel that particular energy, they can say, oh, this is how I feel around being myself, which would be the third chakra feeling. And this is how I feel about speaking my truth, which would be that fifth chakra. And for instance, let me give you an example in my life. One of my self-sabotages is that when I'm speaking and I get defensive, I really start to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk with no purpose. And I have to be very mindful, especially when I'm doing something like this as an interview, to cut myself short. Because it's when I speak in very short, clear messages that my truth is portrayed in the best way possible. And I've become very clear that if I continue to rattle on and rattle on, it means I'm defensive and my point will not be clear to anyone.
So, Marian, what I hear you saying is that from your perspective and work with your clients, it's about proactively understanding what the triggers are and learning how to look for them so that they can get addressed before they completely derail the entrepreneur in their business.
Yes. Okay. You nailed it very clearly.
Cool. And it sounds like from the perspective of your business, it doesn't just have to be like large scale traumas. It can be more subtle traumas that are having significant impacts in the business, like being told, like you were told that you weren't beautiful or that kind of thing.
Yeah, like someone was. That wasn't mine, but one of one of mine, for instance, in my first chakra energy that I have to be really mindful of is more of a repetitive trauma throughout my youth as a child. I always thought it was a great thing to be around rich people, and I loved the energy that people who had a large amount of money brought into this world. They were able to give large donations. They were able to create amazing gifts. For instance, Carnegie, that provided so many libraries for the small towns and things like that. Those were the type of people that I admired. I loved reading biographies of inventors and people who became super successful. But my family message was that rich people were not spiritual. And so I heard that message, which traumatized me because it was in conflict with me, who I am at my core, over and over and over. And so that becomes something that I have to proactively work against to grow my business.
Yes. Yeah. And that was wonderful. And what you just did was you gave an explanation for trauma that I've heard a lot in this series, which is anything that takes you away from the truth of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Go
ahead.
No. The curious thing is discovering our soul on a day-to-day basis, because the more we learn about who we are and at our core, the more of a mystery we become. And so it's being that explorer, that detective who says, this is who I am today, but I'm so excited to get to know myself tomorrow.
Right. Oh, I love that concept that we are in that process of self-discovery. It's healing what no longer serves us, but it's also stepping into what is possible for us.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Mary, do you have any kind of practice or exercise that you might suggest to listeners if they're noticing that they've got some patterns of trauma that are impacting their business, especially around the area of sales?
Yes. I have one that I absolutely love for connecting with your soul. And it starts by putting your hands in a V shape, just right at the area of your pelvis. And if you will hold that, you will begin to feel yourself connected to your life purpose. And then you slowly move one hand, you keep one hand down, pointing down towards the earth. So you're connected to your life purpose and the energy of the earth. And you slowly move the other hand in a straight line to where it's pointing up like a shark fin above your head. And that connects you to the energy of the heavens and the energies of the sky. And then you slowly move your two hands in opposite direction, one going down, which will then flip to be the one at the bottom connecting you to the earth, and one going up, which will then become the connection to the heavens. And as you move that, those two hands up and down, you will begin to expand your Hara line, which is your life purpose line, so that it is connected to the life purpose of the earth, the universe, and everyone who is existing in this universe. And it will help you to quickly relax, to relieve stress, to clear your mind so you can think about what is my next step, and simply be more of who you are at your core and really deeply connected with your soul.
Yeah, I was doing that as you were describing it, and holy cow, I yawned.
You can
my
feel
body
it,
relaxed.
You?
Yeah, and I got fully present in my body. I had not realized before that I wasn't fully present in my body. That's a phenomenal exercise. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other advice for listeners about addressing trauma in their businesses?
Yes. I think one of the most important things is to not hold on to guilt. If you see that trauma comes up and maybe it sabotaged you in a sales conversation or in a networking event, process the guilt around it as soon as it happens. Because if you let that just hang, oh man, I did it again, and just beat yourself up, you're more likely to repeat that action. But if you'll just go, oh, whoa, that was a bummer. Messed that one up. And, you know, maybe you tap or maybe you just take some deep breaths. Allowing yourself to process that trauma came up, it didn't serve you at that moment, will help you to break the pattern and be able to be more successful in the next step that you take.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so important to do, because when we don't address it in the moment, what happens is we keep beating ourselves up over and over again. And then we get into this pattern of expecting to fail, which really doesn't help in the area of marketing or sales.
It doesn't. No, it does the opposite and pulls us down and keeps us stuck.
Right, because then we're carrying this underlying energy of guilt or shame, or we're bad or we're wrong. And our prospective clients and customers can feel that. They pick up on that energy.
They do, unfortunately. And so many people get into this mindset of, oh, it will never happen for me, when really it's just simply that they didn't process something really simple. I'm always amazed. You know, having this conversation means that I have to be honest that I run into these stumbling blocks anyway, even though I know kind of what my triggers are. I'm always amazed when I sit down with someone, a coach or a friend, and actually process something, and they go, oh, yeah, I didn't realize I was hanging on in that way, and how quickly I can move forward and be successful in the next few ventures because I just simply processed it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Wonderful. Well, Marian, this has been such fabulous information. How can people learn more about you?
The best way to learn about me is actually to visit my website, and that is profitonfire.us. So profitonfire.us. And you'll learn a little bit more about me. You'll have a chance to register for a sales support session or simply register for my newsletter. That's the best way. I am on Facebook and LinkedIn just with my personal page. I do have a business page, but per the advice of my coach, don't spend a lot of time there. But profitonfire.us is the best way to find me.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You are welcome. Thank you for inviting me and talking about this very important topic.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult Emma.